What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This is Pucks and Seven with Ryan Payton.
Okay, we're back, Pucks and Seven. I am joined by DeAndre Liu of the Hockey News, who covers the Tampa Bay Lightning. And there was a purpose to wait this long to get you on. Do you want to know what the reason is for that? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway, so you don't really have a choice. The reason is because Tampa had a tough start. I thought, no, I'm not going to bring her on when they're having a tough go. Now they're in their familiar territory in that division. So I thought, hey, let's get you on to talk about this Lightning team. Good to see you, by the way, as always.
Right. Thank you for having me on.
Happy early Thanksgiving. Do you remember when you were on one of the hot stove shows with me? And I think it was in and around Thanksgiving or maybe Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I use one of those lines that you obviously don't find very fun anymore about the, I said to you, yeah, if you guys were around the table, what would you have in lieu of a turkey?
Oh my God. I actually do remember that.
Do you remember that? I thought that was a pretty good one. No, I pulled it out of my vault of bad puns. Anyway,
you can tell I've been coming on that show for a while because now I can sense them before they,
I know,
before you even say them.
Like last time you did, you're like, ah, get it out of the way early on. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're going to get into a bunch of stuff with you, not just with Tampa Bay, but also the NHL as well. Boy, a lot of trouble in Edmonton, McDavid and everybody. My goodness, what's going on?
Yeah.
Also 77 seconds with you as well. Let's begin, though, with what Tampa is doing. And I am just, my hat goes off to them based on the injuries that they have right now. This team is still finding ways. They've won four in a row. They'll probably, knock on wood, make it five tonight. Again, this is Wednesday. They take on Calgary, terrible team. But what this team is doing, incredibly impressive based on the injuries. The depth is just really playing well.
Yeah, and I think it's been really impressive for me to watch because, you know, the organizational depth like you talk about, they didn't just get like that, right? It took years and years, and it actually wasn't even like that last season. Like they made some moves this summer that maybe people didn't really pay attention to. Signing a guy like Dominic James, who right out of college, which the Lightning do not do that, but they saw something in him that they liked, and he had never even played in the AHL. So he got a couple games in Syracuse. He really impressed them at training camp. There were a number of guys at training camp this year, I will say, that were really impressive. And you didn't really know who was going to get a chance to come up and who was going to stay in Syracuse and how that was going to work out. Now we're seeing, right? And it's almost like a rotation of guys. Like they're giving everybody a shot. So if they're working hard in Syracuse, like they're going to get a chance to come up here right now. But like the organizational depth is just, it's been very, very impressive to watch.
I like what Tampa has done. I like what they're doing. And in a situation like this, where again, you have your stars on the team, when healthy, the Kucherovs, Braden Points, Hagel, you go down the list, Vasilevsky, McDonough. I mean, these are big names in the league. But when you can look at some of these younger players getting a chance to play, it just goes back to what I think sometimes is lost in the league among the 32 teams. Who is in the system? Who is good in the system and who is able to come up when need be? So this to me just kind of reinforces the fact, as you said, that Tampa's done a really good job at developing within the system, because when you have an opportunity like this now that these guys can come and play, they're shining. So I think that's, again, hats off to Tampa. I think they've done a great job.
Yeah, and I think like there was so much this summer. You think about like Isaac Howard, right? That was a guy that they expected to, you know, come through the AHL and work his way to Tampa. That's not really what he wanted. But you can see now, you see why that process has been what they've stuck to. It's a merit-based process. Like, you earn your way to the big league.
Right.
And now you see like how much it has helped them. I mean, they're missing, like you said, like some major key pieces right now.
Everybody.
I don't remember the last time you think of like McDonn and Hedman not being back there. And you think like, what would happen? What would that even look like? Well, now we see, like,
they've been able to
make it work. It hasn't been pretty every night. It really hasn't, but they're getting wins. They're getting points. So
tip my cap to Cooper and the staff too, for what they've done to integrate these guys too, into this lineup.
For sure.
Injuries are one thing now. Again, they're playing well, going for five straight tonight. Again, this is Wednesday. What was off with this team? I know the Atlantic Division was strange early on, and we can talk about Toronto.
Still is.
I know.
Still is a strange year.
It's bizarre. It's one of the strangest divisions, I think, right? And that we've seen already. What was a bit different? Was it the slow start? Was it just kind of getting things going? Did you notice anything different that has now changed with this team playing better?
You know, it was interesting to try and kind of figure out like what was going wrong, why it was such a slow start.
Yeah.
I think with Vasi, it's easy to point out because he was dealing with some tweaks and he was out for the preseason, except for that last game against Florida, which I wouldn't even consider a game.
No, that was just an absolute brawl.
Poor Vasi. Vasi's like, that's his first preseason start and his last. And like, you know, so I think for Vasi, you know, maybe it took a little bit. It also was that, you know, they weren't playing as strong in front of him, but I think it just took them a little bit to get going. What we're seeing with the Lightning right now, I feel like it's been long enough to where I can speak on this, is we're seeing kind of the blending of two eras. Like, you're watching guys like you talked about, like McDonough, Hedman, Point, Cooch. Cooch is kind of in the middle and Point, but and then Cirelli and Hagel, those are those middle guys. But you're looking at like the Cup team, and then you're blending that in with some of the new guys.
Right.
Those guys come up from Syracuse. First of all, they bounce back. They get slammed into the boards, pop right back up because they're like 22 years old.
Right.
They're really fast.
Yeah.
And then you have the guys that are, they're vets. Like, they've been doing this for a long time. They know they have a routine and that's how it goes. I think we were kind of seeing that, like the adjustment period of everybody playing together and what that looked like. So it took a little bit to get going, but it's more for them. Like, Coop is all about process. Like, this is what it's going to be. You will adjust. You will figure it out. And they have, obviously, we've seen it work.
All the rough stuff with the Panthers, I know, and I think you agree with this, it is the best rivalry in the NHL by far. They hate each other. The two teams can't stand each other, and it's pretty obvious every time they play, and even off the ice as well in the pregame and all that stuff. But where are you at with the whole thing? Because here's where I'm at just quickly. I love watching both the teams play. But to me, I don't want all the rough stuff and all that to take away from how good these teams are skill-wise. And I kind of think at times, going into these games that they're going to play again too, I kind of think that that's actually happening at this point.
Oh, yeah. I think it definitely happened in the playoffs. And it was really unfortunate because we wait for the playoffs. Like,
right.
We were so excited. I was so excited to watch these teams go at it. And the Lightning had a strong team last season. And I thought, like, going into it, I'm like, this is going to be a really good matchup. Like, these two teams are going to go head to head.
Yeah.
Didn't mean deliberately like head to head, but, I thought it was going to be, I was like, this is going to be some good playoff hockey.
Yeah.
But then when you would watch those games and you compare them to other games that were happening at the same time, I'm like, this is not what's supposed to be happening. And I think it really got to a tipping point. I will say the first regular season matchup they had this year, totally different Panthers team. And I don't think it was just injuries, because when they played Edmonton, I mean, they were very physical, very different team against the Lightning this year. And you got to actually see some hockey, which was great.
Vasi's still in the top tier, top group when it comes to goalies in the NHL.
Vasi has been lights out. And like, he is always the topic of conversation around the league. And it's always mind blowing to me because I'll be talking to him and he's I feel great. Like, I feel really good. And then you read what they're saying about him and just like, I mean, social media, but I think he's proving with his play that he's the same Vasi. I will say this year's a little different in that Coop is really managing his workload. We haven't seen that really in years past.
Right.
And Vasi told me the other day he would play every single game if he could, but he's not that's not what he's like allowed to do anymore. So definitely Coop managing his workload. And I think that that is really great because Jonas Johansson has stepped up big time and they've been able to rely on him. And I think down the stretch, like that's only going to help the Lightning.
Yeah, you need a healthy number one. And Vasi, when healthy, is one of the best in the game still, right? So you want to keep him as fresh as you can. Let's go to the Atlantic right now. Tampa on top with 28 points. Then you have Detroit. Then you have Ottawa. We'll get down the list in a second. But for so long, so many years, even at this point, and I'm going back to, I have it on here, last year this time, going into tonight, it was Toronto, Florida, Tampa, 1-2-3 in that division. And we've seen these three teams occupy those three spots for the most part. Boston, a sprinkle in here and there in the last few years.
They'll like randomly pop in and pop out. Boston will come in.
This division, I mean, look, credit to Montreal, credit to Ottawa, credit to some of these, credit to Detroit, credit to these younger teams. I've been pulling for them because I do think, especially Montreal, is trending in the right direction. They're such a young, fast, fun, exciting, incredible team. But this is odd, as we talked about a little bit already.
Yeah, it's really a weird season to where, and you know, I love Montreal too. And it's been, especially with Marty, like I think that that team has really adapted his personality and they're just like fighters. They're just
they're having fun too.
Really fighters. Yeah, they're fun. They're young. Yeah. I love watching them. And it was only a matter of time before they started to, and I thought last year, you know, them at the end down the stretch, like they were just so much fun to watch. But it's a very weird year. We knew Toronto's so fascinating to me all the time because there's always something going on.
Always. It's exhausting.
Who can we point the finger at?
Yeah.
And, you know, we knew when Mitch Marner left, like that's 100, what did he have? Like 102 point season. Yeah. And nothing was really done to make up for that.
No.
So what did they expect, you know? And then Florida's, they're obviously dealing with injuries, but you go to three Stanley Cup finals and you do end up paying for it in some way. So I think we're seeing that. I don't know what they're going to look like when Tkachuk comes back. And then I guess they're expecting Barkov to come back for the playoffs if they make the playoffs, you know? So I wouldn't ever count them out, but watching teams like Ottawa, like they don't even have their captain.
No.
And they're making it happen. So they were a team for me watching them in the playoffs. Like they got a little taste of it. Mm-hmm. I expected them to come back this season and be really physical. And it's actually really fun to think of, maybe it'll be a different group of teams there at the end.
As long as Tampa's in there. As long as Tampa's in there,
I believe that they will. but it's just every year it's the same, you know, it's the same teams over and over again. So it's making it interesting, at least for right now, but it's a long season. We'll see what happens.
Is the sentiment and the feeling from where you're at when it comes to Toronto, you said, what did they expect? You know, how did this team expect to fill the skates left by Mitch? Is that kind of the feeling in and around Tampa right now? What's the sentiment outside of Toronto based on what's happening with the Leafs?
I feel like, I mean, Toronto I feel like is a team that down here we pay attention to as they start, I feel like close to the playoffs and also as they start to face each other.
Right.
But I think, I mean, I think that's when you look, I was waiting to see what Toronto was going to do this summer because it was,
hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's obvious that Mitch Marner was not going to stay there, right? Yeah. Everyone knew that that was happening. And I was kind of waiting for them to do something. And maybe they just couldn't get anyone. Maybe they couldn't sign anybody. I don't know. But I mean, that's a huge hole that needed to be filled.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the coach's fault. I mean, that's just kind of the reality of where they're at right now. So this might be one of those years where they're kind of figuring it out. And then next year, you know, they get back to it. We'll see what happens. But Toronto's always, there's always something going on. And
always.
If it's not Mitch Marner, it's the coach, it's the GM, it's always something. So, I don't know what to say about Toronto. I guess we'll just wait and see. They have a lot of injuries too, though, right?
They do, and they're expected Matthews and Nyes and expected to have some guys back. But, I mean, from what I've seen with the team, the biggest thing that I've noticed is just the body language. They just don't seem to really want to be on the ice, to be honest. And I don't know if there's a disconnect now between the coach and the team. I've heard different things that there could be, especially within the room, that we don't see on the bench. We see enough of it on the bench. But you're right, 82 games, that's fine. But who would have thought at this point, me talking to you, that they'd be dead last in that?
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the Lightning were last to start the season, I will say. So
They
have been there for now. It's Toronto's turn. And I don't think Florida's not that far ahead of Toronto. I'm not sure.
I mean, the gap isn't incredibly large, but I always say this too, and maybe you've heard this sometimes when you've been on with me, you can't lose or win a playoff spot in October, November, but you can definitely get behind the eight ball in one. And right now Toronto is certainly that. I did some research, the Crack research team on this show actually did some research. So Tampa Bay is tied for being the third heaviest team in the NHL. I don't mean heavy, mean overweight. I'm just mean big boys. It's a good thing. Average weight of 203. And from what I gather, you add 39 more to that and you've got 242, and that's Curtis Douglas. How big is this human?
Curtis Douglas, that's a big man. He is very, very tall. And the Lightning have some big boys. I actually noted that in training camp when they came in. You know, like I said, they got some new faces there in Syracuse. And I was watching them in training camp. They would come in the locker room. I'm like, those are some big dudes. They definitely got bigger. I think they realized two seasons, you know, in playing Florida in the first round, like, you got to be big, tough, like, nasty guy.
Let's get on some other news out of the NHL. And this has been, you mentioned too about Tampa being a team. You've got the vets, you've got some youth coming in and coming up from Syracuse. Mm-hmm. The NHL right now, we're seeing this youth movement. Connor Bedard has just been phenomenal. Macklin Celebrini, Leo Carlson in San Jose, Anaheim, respectively. Matthew Schaefer. He's not even 19. And for what he's gone through off the ice, it's just unreal that this kid is just a man already. And it's amazing. Just your thoughts on this group that we're seeing, late teens, early 20s.
You know, it's so interesting. I had a girl shadowing me. She covers the Florida Everblades. She's a beat writer. Had her shadowing me the other night. So she's like 22-ish, 23. And she brought this up. She's like, this is like what I'm so tuned into, because this is like my generation of players is coming up, and they're so fast and they're so fun and they're so entertaining. And I'm like, we're seeing it in, I almost said Syracuse and Tampa, but we're seeing it with some of the young players that come up, this new generation.
Yep.
And you talk about Matthew Schaefer, like, he is one of those guys who, he has a story off the ice. He is a really good kid. He's a good player, and he's becoming like the face of the league, one of the faces of the league. And you can kind of see like the future of where the league is going. And Connor Bedard, obviously, I mean, when he signed, it was like the spotlight, the amount of attention that was on him was so much pressure, and he's handled it so well. And Chicago they're playing well this year. So I just think overall it's really exciting, and we're kind of seeing like the direction that the league is taking, and it's really fun. And we're seeing it in Tampa with the young guys that come up. It's like just a totally different style. The speed is unreal, and Like Anaheim is another perfect example of that. Yeah. Watch Anaheim play. Like, they're a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
They're also doing really well. So
it helps.
It helps. But I mean, like, you know, they got a new coach this year and stuff like that. But they're a young, fun team. It's kind of a mix of like vets and young guys. So it's fun to see where the league is going for sure.
More parity this year than ever. And I think it's great that these young clubs with these stars on the team as well are playing the way that they're playing right now. Speaking of stars, names like Bedard and Celebrini and others too on the U.S. side of things, who's going to represent the U.S., who's going to represent Canada at the Olympics coming up in Milan. Specifically, I want to ask you about Brandon Hagel and Team Canada. There's a lot of youngsters on the outside who want to get a chance. Then there's a whole bunch that are going to come back who did represent both the nations at Four Nations. I'm sure I know the answer to this, but I know that if you had a vote, you'd put his name in the hat, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Hagel. I've watched him grow and change so much since he got to Tampa. And part of that is like when Steven Stamkos left, there was this like void, right, where guys had to step up and be more vocal. And he was one of those guys. Like, he really embraced that leadership role. And he and Cirelli together are like, they're not just scoring goals. Like, they're great two-way players. They're on the PK and like, that is their bread and butter. The two of them together are, that's what they do, you know? Hagel has, I mean, he's an anchor on this team. And you talk about like the future of what the future looks like. He is one of those guys. Like, I see him evolving into having a huge leadership role with the Lightning. And I definitely think he's on his way to making an Olympic team. I would say, if I had to guess, I would say he's in there for sure.
You have a soft spot. Everybody does in Tampa for Steven Stamkos. Ryan O'Reilly a few weeks ago came out and called himself out. Barry Trotz recently has called the whole team out. There's a lot of discussion as who's going to stay and who's going to go. What about the coach and all that? We can talk about that another day. But how tough is it still for you and I think other fans, I'm sure you can speak on their behalf, just to see Stammer and again, great player, great human, wonderful individual, but just struggling on a bad team.
Yeah, it's very surprising to see that happen when you think about it. Like, he's a shooter, he's a scorer. Like, who's feeding him the puck? How is that happening? He doesn't have that. And, you know, only a couple guys in the league have Ovechkin and Stammer. Like, those are the two that have that shot, you know?
Yeah.
So he needs to be on the right team. I will say, like, we talk about it all the time in Tampa, like what we are always, you know, keeping tabs on what Stammer's doing and how he's doing. And it is really surprising. Nashville seems like it's not just him. It's like Marchessault too. It's like the whole team is just struggling. Yeah. So you hope for him, like, I hope he can find the right spot of where he wants to be. I know he's not, you know, the first person just pick up and move his family again. So I don't know if that's what that's going to look like or, but yeah, he's the best. He's a great human being. So
and
we do make seven Tampa.
Yeah. He's still got the skill. He does. And again, just specifically with him, it's hard to see players like that on a team like Nashville. I remember when he went there and you mentioned Marchessault. Everybody thought, wow, Nashville cleaned up in the offseason. This team is going to be better than pretty much any team in the league. And it hasn't worked in year one. It hasn't worked now. So what's going to happen by the time the deadline hits? We'll see what that team is going to be like. I've taken up a lot of
active sellers.
No, I know exactly. And you know, look, I have no problem with like a Barry Trotz, O'Reilly, other players, coaches, GMs, whatever it is, just to call the team out. Because at the end of the day, it's the ones on the ice that are responsible. I always say this about hockey and the NHL and even the PWHL too. You get to that point, you don't really need to teach them too much at practice. It's up to them to do what they know they can do. And if it's not working, then you got to find a way to fix that. Let's get into 77 seconds with you. Seven questions. I may have added one. I don't know, but don't keep track. We'll go no timer, as you know. Okay, here we go. This first two are, well, the first one's easy. The second one, not sure. Outside of loving hockey, what's a team from another sport that you and I share a love for?
The San Francisco 49ers. They're finding a way this season, and I don't know how, but I'm going to take it.
My next question, can they win the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Okay, here's my thing.
Okay, go. Handicap them for me. Yeah.
If they can make it to the NFC Championship game, they will get Fred Warner back. I do not think that they can win the Super Bowl without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. If they can get one of the two back,
yep.
they may be able to find a way depending on who they're playing. So
Okay. We'll
see what happens. They got to make it all the way to NFC Championship. I don't know if they're going to, but not going to count them out just in case.
Hey, you and I are staying in the bandwagon. Doesn't matter what happens. We're on the bandwagon. We mentioned the Olympics. They're coming up. Who makes the team, the Canadian team, out of these three? And if any or how many of them, kind of goes back to what we talked about, Hagel, Celebrini, Schaefer, or Bedard?
I think Celebrini, they just put in the drug testing protocol.
Yeah. He's in.
Yeah.
Will the ice rink be ready in Milan in time for the games?
It has to be, but I fear that it's going to be like a week before they get there.
Me too. I don't know if they're going to have a lot of practice.
Not looking good.
Yeah. No, it's not. Who are you pulling for in the World Series, Toronto or Los Angeles?
Okay, wait, repeat that one.
Who are you pulling for in the World Series, Toronto or Los Angeles?
I was pulling for Toronto. I honestly was. I was just rooting for my Canadian friends. I wanted you guys to win something. Yeah.
Win something. Thanks. That's nice.
Sorry. Oh, hockey wasn't going well. And no, I was like, they got to do this.
Hey, it's all good. I'm with you.
Saw you guys pulling together. So
you're down in Florida. Skiing or a beach for you?
I was literally born on the beach, like across the street from the beach.
Okay. Easy.
So I am going on a ski trip in March, which will be really fun. But
where to?
Vermont.
Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful spot. NYU versus University of South Florida for a national title of something. Who would you cheer for?
I love that you asked this. My two colleges. I'm going to have to say USF because it's Tampa. So like a win for anything in Tampa. I'm going to. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a list. Ready? 5 up to 1. And these are just 5 cities in the U.S. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tucson, Arizona, Miami, Florida, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, Tampa, Florida. What do you think that list is?
I don't know. They're all like, I don't know what that list
the top
is.
Top dog cities in the U.S. And number
I knew Austin
one
is Tampa.
Is Tampa. January 25 this year, a study came out saying that Tampa is the most friendly dog city in the U.S. So there you go.
I believe that. I knew Austin, Texas was in the mix with Tampa somewhere, but I mean, Steve would agree with that. Tampa's very dog friendly.
He makes it. He makes it.
Yeah.
DeAndra, thank you. Always appreciate this, whether you do this or the other shows that I do as well. Great to see you, and we will do this again soon.
Thank you for having me on.
This has been Pucks in 7, available on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.